Today's episode is sponsored by Looks for Cooks, where we bring the love of good food and good people together. Looks for Cooks offers you the ability to go on their website or app and find people in your city or area, so you can create interactions and experiences over great food and drinks. I understand traveling and living in a new city can be overwhelming, so go to looksforcooks.com and they will help you find people who have the same food interests and likes that you have. So go head over to www.looks4cooks.com. That's looksforcooks.com. Welcome to the What's for Dinner podcast, where we discuss food and relationships and how the two intertwine together with your host, Eric.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you for checking out the What's for Dinner podcast. It is I, it is me, it is Eric, of course. You're a normal guy for this podcast. And today we have Shay Jackson, one of North Kakalaki's finest. She's from North Carolina. She's a food content creator and blogger, and she is on the line. So Shay, how has your day been today?
It's going really, really great. I hope your day is going well.
It's been going well. But, you know, of course, we're here for the conversation, and we're here so that everybody gets to know more about you. But before we begin, tell us where everybody can find you, what you have going on, so that everybody hears it in the beginning and then everybody hears it at the end, just in case some people like to skip around on a podcast.
Yeah, of course. So listeners can find me on Instagram at Maria Shay, or you can also visit my website, www.shayjackson.com. That's S-H-A-Y Jackson.com. Like, I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. So, yeah.
This is a good one. It's a classic song. Classic song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, okay, we got it. We have a lot of questions we want to ask you because, I mean, we've checked out your profile. It's great. The Instagram is great. We see you on TV. We see you just doing it all, brand ambassador, just all the above. So we got to ask you, why did you want to start your Instagram and your blog? And what came first? Was it the blog, then the Instagram, or was it Instagram? And then you're like, hey, I want to go into the blog.
You know, it's funny. In 2012, I actually created my Instagram first, and it started as like, you know, a personal page, you know, pictures of friends, family, my two German shepherds. Mm-hmm. And then within the past year, so 2018, I decided to convert my Instagram, Maria Shay, into a business page for my mm-hmm. blog. So I'm always going to different restaurants, just doing so much. I'm all over the place. So I said, you know what? I'm going to create a website where everything is going to be in one central location. And so essentially my Instagram is pretty much more of like a preview to what you can expect on my website. But it's pretty much the same content, but just the same content. But on my website, it's a little more in depth. I have my ingredients, my recipes using 10 ingredients or less. And I also, you know, talk about different DIY projects, and it's a little bit more personal. Right. Some people do ask me, why do I have both an Instagram and a website? And I basically tell them, you know what, would you rather scroll through 1,500 photos to find one recipe that could potentially be, by the way,
yeah,
a plate of food I had at a restaurant? Or would you rather go to a website where you can find exactly what you're looking for? It's just simple, easy, to the point.
Yes, you definitely have a point, because I feel like a lot of times on Instagram, when we do have the link at the bottom, it makes sense to click on it and then take you to somewhere else, especially, like you said, get people more interested in what's going on. And, you know, a lot of people nowadays might have attention spans, so it allows them to see what they want instead of like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. So it definitely makes sense.
I agree. But
now that you said that, that was one of my questions when you said the 10 ingredients. Please explain to the listeners more about your 10 ingredients or less motto that you use. I know I've saw a lot of your posts. You're like, hey, I only cook with 10 ingredients or less. Please explain how that came about and why, you know, you use that motto a lot, I should say.
Of course. Yeah. So the way I see it, we all have busy lives. Okay. And I'm a firm believer that cooking should not be a hassle. And I realized whenever I was looking on certain websites like Yumly or Pinterest or just any website that had various recipes out there, they would be offering these great meals for, you know, 15, 20 ingredients. And I'm thinking, I don't have half this mess in my, you know, cabinets or my refrigerator. I said, you know what? I want to simplify it for myself. And I like to do quick 30-minute meals, maybe if an hour long, if that's how long it takes. But I don't want to have to spend forever in the kitchen. I mean, I don't have any children, but I do have two dogs and a husband, and I cook a different meal every single day. So I said, you know what? I'm going to create a website to where all my recipes are going to be 10 ingredients or less. And also within each recipe that I create, sometimes there's links to other recipes.
Right.
For whether it's, a certain type of salad you can add on top of your burgers or a slaw or something. Everything just kind of intertwines and connects with each other. Mm-hmm. But I have some recipes that offer just 5 ingredients, 3 ingredients or less. It just, you know, that's what I wanted to do, just to make it easier for the next person. And a lot of people have found it very helpful and easy, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you give all the instructions, really eat out, laid out with less than 10 ingredients. I think even I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess now that you said that, when you said a lot of people gave you a lot of feedback from your website and you always get a lot of positivity, what has been the feedback so far from your Instagram page and your website? Because, I mean, not to, I guess, to brag a little bit, but you really are. I don't really know. You're the first person I've ever seen that is a Yelp Elite member. So
really?
I don't even really use Yelp like that much. I've gone it sometimes, but the simple fact that I saw that, I Googled it, it's like a person that's been to so many spots. I was like, oh, okay, this is secret society. Okay. Like, I was like, all right, dude, I was like, how does that come about? Like, can you explain that? Because as people who may go out to eat, like a regular person that made like a little food, to be a Yelp Elite member, it's got to be like something, like maybe so many restaurants you've been to or so many reviews. Like, can you know, give us more or less, let us know, because there might be some people be like, hey, I want to be a Yelp Elite member as well too.
Oh yeah. I mean, honestly, to be a Yelp Elite member, it does not take much. I've been doing this for close to 5 years. And you basically write these reviews and you have to be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much pick a business apart, but, you know, highlight the positive things about it. But also, you know, if the parking isn't that great, mention that, you know, just certain things that can help your community alone. I got to a point where I wrote so many reviews that were very helpful and posted pictures, check-ins, and so much more that I had a friend of mine nominate me. So you have to have someone in the elite community nominate you. And from there, you accept the invitation. And then you'll be asked to attend different, like, you know, exclusive events for restaurant openings. I even got to ride in like a NASCAR one time up in Concord.
Nice.
And I mean, that scared the bejesus out of me, but it was a lot of fun. But you get to do a lot of great things aside from just eating food. You get to do workout classes. But the good thing about Yelp is that they do offer a lot of events to just regular people, just in the public eye. Mm-hmm. If you have the Yelp app, I would highly recommend just exploring it a little bit more, because there are different events in your community. Some of those events are really huge, and you never know who you'll meet or connect with. You can bring friends to these events and so much more. Also, you get a lot of discounts through Yelp.
Oh, I did not know that. No.
Yeah. For people who are in like Las Vegas, if you check in, you'll get like a free bottle of water. And trust me, that comes in handy when it's 105 degree weather.
Yes, you were right about that.
But yeah, so I've been doing this for 5 years, like I said. And just from there, I said, okay, let me take some of these reviews. And I transferred them onto my website. And I've shortened some of them. They're not as like long and lengthy. I just, you know, changed a few things, but I kept a lot of the same photos, just the same content, essentially. To answer your question about the feedback on my Instagram and everything, it's been great. I mean, the feedback has been awesome. A lot of times people reach out to me in reference to my recipes and say, hey, these ginger ice cubes you showed me how to make were really easy and quick. This works great for my hot toddy that I made for my husband or whatever. Mm. My Instagram, I will say, it makes everybody hungry. That is my goal. I want
that
to
is
make
the
you
goal.
Hungry.
Yes, that is a great goal. Like,
it really is. I think the biggest thrill I get out of the feedback, well, mostly on Instagram, is when people bookmark my pictures. I can't see who bookmarks. Mm-hmm. Bookmarks them, excuse me, but I can see how many people have done this and how many people have sent an image to other people. And so the more numbers that I see, the happier I get, because that tells me, you know what, you're doing something right. Either someone loves the way you're taking your images or just, you know, just the content that you're creating, but people like it. I like that. That makes me happy. And it tells me that I'm helping someone else out.
It definitely makes sense. I always want to have the bookmarks. The bookmarks always let you know, like you said, you're going in a positive direction. So speaking of that, since you've been doing a lot of creation of content, what do you think in your opinion, has been a struggle that you faced with your brand so far and going forth with wanting to be the food content person? I mean, because I know being in Charlotte, people see you out and about and they always ask you for opinions or, you know, meals. I mean, with all that going on, like, how do you feel when you face a problem, like maybe not knowing what to post, or if there's maybe a day where you don't know if you're going to go to a restaurant? I mean, because I know every day, I know you eat every day, but there might be some days you're like, hey, I just don't feel like doing this. I just don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like posting right now. I just want to live a regular life, play with my dogs. Like, how do you overcome the struggles of the days when you feel like it's not in me today? Because I know a lot of people who maybe wanting to be a food content creator or whatever they may be doing, have those days where they feel down and they feel like what they're doing is not getting them to where they want to go, because, you know, everything takes consistency. But how do you power through the consistency to make sure you get to where you want to be with your brand?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would recommend just controlling your controllables. I'll be honest about that. Mm-hmm. Because social media, I'll tell anybody, it's the devil. It's really the worst. There's some people who are so emotionally invested in social media. It's insane. And I'm not like that. This is my Instagram is like a diary to me. Okay. Now I have a few draft posts that's ready to go for the next 2 weeks if I want. But if I don't want to post them, okay, I'll create something fresh and new. But there's always something to post. It doesn't always have to be food. Right. And sometimes it helps to pace yourself. Make a schedule if you need to and just space things out, because it can be very time consuming. You can have a lot of pressure added to you of, oh, I only got 30 likes today and I only have 800 followers. Well, you know what? Give yourself some credit, because there's a lot of people out there who are trying and they can't get past 100 followers because maybe their content just isn't that great.
Right.
It helps to do a lot of research. And I did a lot of research on just how to do photo editing, because I am a part-time graphic designer. Well, I guess you could say I do freelance from home. So it's easy for me to just make my own schedule, do whatever the heck I want. But it is a struggle, because you want to make sure everything is just clean and just very precise. And you just have to do research, you know, and don't try to cram everything all into 1 week. Like, if you're going to post Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then do that. Or skip the Friday. Do it on Sunday. And find inspiration in the little things. Maybe you have, oh, I don't know, a piece of avocado toast. Take a picture of it. Play with your phone, your camera, whatever tools you have, and use that natural lighting and things of that nature. But, I mean, as I mentioned before, research does help. And to look at other people's profiles, see how they're styling things, and reach out to them. Some people are very helpful and knowledgeable in this industry, and they can give you some great tips and pointers as well.
Yes, that's a lot of great advice for everybody, because I think a lot of times, I mean, you speak to people, I speak to people, but it's always people have a hesitancy to feel like, hey, I got to catch up with somebody else that has a lot of content coming out every day, but not knowing that that person may have been spending weeks and months and years creating that content, and now they feel like they're just supposed to have a lot of content every day trying to keep up with their numbers. So that makes a lot of sense to kind of just pace yourself and just know you and go as you go. Because like I said, consistency will get you there in the long run, everyone that's listening. Now that you said that, since you do part-time freelance, let me ask you this. If you weren't doing what you're doing, if you weren't cooking, if you weren't being an elite Yelp member, what do you think you would be doing? What would be your second passion that you would like to do besides playing with the doggies and hanging out with your husband?
Probably graphic design. I was born into just a creative family. Mm-hmm. My father and a lot of his family members, out of Chicago, they're all very creative. And I am a freelance graphic designer.
Yeah, there you go. Freelance.
So, you know, I'm always creating something new and different, and it's just fun for me. I don't spend too many hours on the computer, but when I am on the computer, I find just little things that inspire me. And I say, you know what, I'm going to save this image or, you know, screen capture this because I may use it later for something. It may be to do a flyer for a giveaway, or maybe I'm designing an invitation or Snapchat filter. But that's what I would probably be doing if I wasn't into, you know, food and just my dogs and whatever else, probably just that.
That makes sense. Now that you said food, I'm glad you said that, because that was my next question. In your opinion, why do you think food is the language of love? because I read a lot of magazines and I go to a lot of websites and I see a lot of different individuals that always say food is always incorporated with love. And I always wonder, like, I always ask people different opinions and everybody has something different. But, you know, you being a food content creator, why do you think that food is the language of love, in your opinion, Ms. Jackson?
Yeah.
It was Jackson.
Oh gosh. And that's my maiden name too. Like I should change it. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm a firm believer, and any real food blogger will tell you this. Food is life. I think food is just really that warm and inviting way to just take a relationship to the next level, if you will. Just by sharing like a simple meal together with someone, or even just cooking with your friends, or just somebody that you're, you know, potentially dating, getting to know, you can really connect with that person and understand their palate, their way of thinking, understand what they're like culturally, and essentially it just brings people together.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. Like you said, bring them together, especially just like getting to know them, whether it be first date, second date, however long, kind of understanding what they like to eat, if they can cook, if they want to learn how to cook. Some people don't nowadays, but I guess that's just the new crave going out. Like, hey, I'm just going to eat out every day. And I don't care if it costs me everything. But I'm glad, because I feel like a lot of the, when I was researching a lot on your page, it was always great pictures, great food. Even looking at your stories, I was like, I've been to Charlotte before. I've been down to the Epic Center, a couple games at the Bobcats. I was like, but some of these places that you listed, I was like, I've never heard of them. I've never been. Like, where am I? Like, of course I've been to the cookouts, but that's not nothing big. That's pretty much after late hours hanging out. But some of these places that you listed, I was just like, I see where everybody's coming from with the best meals. And after looking at them, I thought to myself, I really want to ask her, what is your favorite three-course meal and what location? I mean, since you're an elite member of Yelp, hands down. I'm going to make sure I add a clap in there. When I add a clap in. If you're an elite member with Yelp, like, what is your favorite restaurant in Charlotte that gives you like the great three-course meal, a great appetizer, a great entree, and a great dessert?
Oh, man. That is a tough question. But you know what? I'm just going to – I normally don't play favorites. I really don't, because I have – a very diverse palate. I love some of everything, but I'm really big into Vietnamese food. So I love Vietnamese food. I love the bún, the vermicelli, banh mi sandwiches. That's all me. I'm an ex-military brat, so you get it.
Yes, I get it. I definitely get it. Oh, which branch is your family in?
So my father was in the Army and Marines.
Okay, my folks was in the Air Force. Yeah. So yeah, I definitely understand.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, you get me. But as far as the best restaurant, if I had to pick a good Vietnamese spot, it would have to probably be Pho Cali. And it's kind of close near the South Carolina borderline, not too far away from the newest Topgolf that they just built in this area. But they have really great pho and just vermicelli, as I mentioned, which if no one knows what that is, that's rice noodles on a bed of cold romaine lettuce. They put either like some type of pork or chicken or beef in this dish, and they top it with what's called daikon, and it's like a radish, basically. With it's a radish and cucumber pickled mix, basically, and you get like your fish sauce that you can put on there. Anyways, it's very healthy, very delicious. I love making it myself at home, and my husband loves it, so they have really good stuff. And also you can enjoy the different desserts that they have available. If I had to pick another restaurant, it would probably be Capital Grill. That's in Uptown Charlotte. Nah. High end, but they have the best lobster mac and cheese.
Now that sounds good. Lobster mac and cheese.
Yes. It's delish. Their desserts, excellent. Love the creme brulee. I forgot the appetizer. Dear Christmas. Oh, goodness. What did I have? Their calamari is really good. I'm really big into calamari, even just with the little tentacles and stuff. I love it. I thought it's really delicious with the aioli sauce.
Nice. That's a good combination. So since you have your spots, I mean, I think everybody wants to know, what do you prefer? Eating out, cooking, or takeout?
Oh, man. Okay, so if I had to rank them, mm-hmm. it would probably be cooking first.
Okay.
Because I love to cook. Then it would be eating out, because I love a good restaurant. And takeout is dead last.
Okay.
We hardly ever do takeout. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. I could definitely see it, especially with your palate. You may want things to be fresh, not to sit, and not just to pick up. Because I feel like everybody, depending on what you're... I feel like, in my opinion, because I'm more of a, like you said, cooking or eating out. I'm not cooking all the time. I'm not going to say I'm like Chef Emerald, nothing like that. I don't want anybody to think that. So, because, you know, as soon as you say you cook it, people are like, oh, so you cook now. Okay, I got you. So you cook now. Nothing like that. I don't want anybody to think that. So, but I understand. So we've come to the portion of the show. We have, it's called the food round. And the food round is... let me give my echo. Food round. I got to say a little echo. I feel cool when I say it. But the food round is, for the next 30 seconds, I will say a food, restaurant, dessert, or thing, and you just tell me the first thing that comes into your mind, and that'll be it.
Okay.
All right. So you know that it's the clock is going to run, and soon as I say so, I'll let you know. So we will begin now. Favorite restaurant?
Texas Pride.
Favorite drink?
Cosmopolitan.
If you could have one last meal, what would it be?
Sushi.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Favorite dish to cook?
Ratatouille.
Favorite city you've lived in?
Seattle, Washington.
Ah, favorite dish to cook with your spouse?
Sushi.
And there it goes. That's 30 seconds.
That last one was not a lie. My husband is the best sushi cook. He's the best. I just sit back and drink wine. It's more like I watch.
You just watch like, yes, go, husband, go. I see you. Oh, man. So let me ask you. I know I saw on your page you were doing a lot more in the TV. And you had a lot of things going on with pictures, and you had a lot of things going on with speaking. I mean, in my opinion, tell me, not 30 seconds. I guess my question to you is getting to is, how do you see your brand evolving and growing? Because I saw that you have a presence doing segments on TV on Charlotte, on WBTV, WSPA, and others. Like, how did that come about, and how do you see that moving your career forward and your brand and everything else? Because we all know being on TV in any type is always great for people who don't know who you are, so they can see what you're about.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's definitely something that's new, because I've never been on TV before, but the past, 4 or 5 times I've done it, it's been just a rush of just exciting energy that I had. But I got into it through the Charlotte Food Bloggers group. I joined them, and someone referred me to an agency. And from there, they kept reaching out to me every single month with, you know, just different things like, hey, it's National Cranberry Month. Do you want to come in, you know, 2 days before Thanksgiving to South Carolina and do a segment? And it's going to be maybe like, you know, 2 to 4 minutes long. These are your talking points. I'm like, yes, I'm there. Drop everything. My husband's a photographer. He comes with me, takes my pictures, and we get it popping, as they say. So it works out. But, you know, from the TV segments to where I am right now in the new year, I've been working on a few new projects. One thing I'm really excited about is collaborating with a lot of local restaurants and even some breweries to host what's called a media night. Ooh. Where basically I bring in local bloggers and even just some people that just follow me on Instagram, and we help to market their establishment to future customers through social media advertising. So you've probably seen at restaurants where people get like all this free food and stuff. And basically restaurants will reach out to bloggers like myself and say, hey, we want to host an event with you and some people that you know. If you can pull like 20 people together, we'll give you samples. We'll do like a 4-course dinner with little samples of each item, and then we'll have the main item of each course for you to photograph and post on social media. And that's how it works. Nice. Sometimes they'll give us gift cards. Other times they won't, or they're just like, you know what? Hey, we just want you to come and have a good time, post pictures. And, you know, they're always very gracious and just, you know, happy to see people come back. But that's something I'm really looking forward to this year. I have a few events in the works, so that's going to be coming very soon. I'm excited.
I definitely could see, because that seems like a fun environment to go, bring your friends. And then, like you said, they give you something in return, free food, cards, and all kind of things, just to give them exposure. And then from there, you kind of create a relationship with the restaurant. And before you know it, you become a regular. And next you know, you start showing up, coming through the back door like the old Soprano movies and things like that. Just like, yes, we got you. We got your table for you, Miss Jackson. We got your table right here in the front. Got you. Got your table.
Here you go.
Here you go. Got you. So I have to ask, with everything going on with the shows, the website, the recipes, what has been your inspirations for everything? Like, where do you get your inspiration to create, to keep on going every day when things get hard, to keep on going when you may get, I don't know, crazy reviews? Because we all know, just being your own person and going after your dreams, there's always going to be some kind of trials and tribulations. So where do you just get your inspiration for everything that you do? The Instagram, the website, speaking on TV, the 10-minute ingredients, and just all that bundled all together.
Oh, yeah. You know, just as a creative individual, I just pull inspiration from everywhere. Mm-hmm. Literally the smallest thing. I mean, I was looking at a magazine the other day and I said, you know, I really like this layout. I'm going to save it because I may need it for a giveaway layout. Mm. You know, this is not a joke. This is just me, just how I am. I'm a very creative person. I could take nothing and make it into something. And I know when to take breaks. But I know how to just kind of pace myself and just make sure that whatever I am working on, it's going to be perfect. And there's not going to be any room for error. And if there is an error, you fix it quickly to where no one's going to notice. It'll be the smallest thing you won't even recognize, like a letter that's crooked, or maybe there's a crumb on the plate, but you didn't even realize it's there because it's so blurred out because I did such a good job photoshopping it. But my website, shayjackson.com, and my Instagram are definitely very personal. So I do put a lot of time and energy into it. And again, like I said, I pace myself because I don't want to have to rush through anything. And you know, I'm always trying to make a list of different places to visit, different meals I want to make. I'll find it on TV and I'm like, ooh, let me pause that. That looks really good. Let me Google and see what that is. It kind of helps to keep the creative juices flowing, you know? And I mean, I'm always doing something creative every single day, literally. Every day.
And it's always a plus to be doing something every day. Like you said, get the creative juices flowing. Because I feel like a lot of times when you're in that creative mind state, things come a lot easier when you're doing it with repetition every day. It's like you see it and then boom, got an idea. Right. Boom, this comes easy. Boom, it comes there. So, but with that being said, we come to the end of our show. Before we end, I want you to give everybody where they can find you again, so they know, just in case that they've been skipping around, they will definitely know where to find you, Instagram, website, all that again. And let them know what else new projects you have going on in the Charlotte area. We know you're partnering with restaurants, but just let them know. Let them know all. Just give them your whole resume. Let them know your whole resume. Yeah,
definitely. Listeners, you can find me on Instagram, the IG, at Maria Shay, MariaShay. My website is shayjackson.com, Shay Jackson, like I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. So that's where you can find me. You can definitely stay tuned for a lot of upcoming news and updates on my website. I'm going to be posting everything. And if you're following me on Instagram, if you're local in the Charlotte area, that's even better because I can reach out to you and invite you to these upcoming events that I do plan to host, because I definitely want to get people together. You know, have you meet some new people, meet some new bloggers, so, you know, you're not stuffed in the house or feel like you're trapped with nothing to do. So, that's right about it. Definitely follow me. Ask me any questions. I'm an open book. I really am. Okay. I'm easy to talk to.
Glad to hear that. Glad. And for all you out there, remember, she's an elite Yelp member. There you go, everybody. If you had any questions, she gave you a full layout. So just in case, I know people are going to listen and be like, how do I do this? Like, there's a full layout that she gave you. So with that being said, I know we got ready to close. Do you have anything, any final words you want to give out, Miss Jackson?
No, but definitely everyone, please, listeners, just look me up on Instagram and also on on my website, shayjackson.com. You can find me on Instagram at Maria Shea, M-A-R-I-A-S-H-A-Y. And let me know if you guys have any questions or, you know, give me some feedback. I'm always open to hearing what people think of my work.
Okay. There you have it, folks. Definitely go follow her. Check out all her great content. Check out her great 10 ingredients or less pages, all the great foods that she has. And if you're in the Charlotte area, check out all the events she has. What can I say, folks? That was the lovely Miss Shea Jackson. Great personality, great food content, just all around, just a great person. Spoke offline and just even her being on the show, we appreciate it. Great energy, great energy. And like she said, she goes down to South Carolina. Her husband, who shoots pictures and does everything else with media, he was there. And she even told me offline that he'll be at the event. So if you need any pictures taken and you like the pictures on our page, most likely, she says, a lot of them, half of them may have been done by her husband. So if you need any pictures, let her know, because she does have a great photographer that she does know, which would be her husband. So it's a great combo. You got one that loves to be on TV and one to help out. That's a great, you know, marriage, a great relationship. Always have a supportive spouse. So we want to thank again Miss Jackson for being on the show. And remember, we have more great episodes coming your way with more food content creator, bloggers, critics, and anyone else that is in this realm of food industry or foodie industry, you like to say. So be on the lookout for more of their stories, what we'll bring to you, their ups and downs, and why they decide to be in this field. And hey, once again, we want to say thank you for checking out tonight's episode.
This dinner discussion has come to an end, but please subscribe to hear more captivating interviews. Don't forget to rate and review. See you next time.